Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Saturday morning, so we are talking about our series that we've got going, Setting Supernatural Goals, as well as open lines, and we'll be talking about different questions that come up during the week and previous weeks that we don't always get a chance to talk about during our regular series. And we're also going to be introducing a new format for addressing questions and problems. I'd like to be able to make it a little bit more interactive, both in the Blog Talk Radio program as well as on the blog. So the blog again is wecanprepare.org, and that's basically what we're centering around. Is rather than trying to come up with all the answers for what God is going to do, focusing on being prepared, being ready, knowing that that's what we are here for, is to be depending on God for training, for healing, for drawing us to relationship with Him. His goal is not to tell us the future. It's not necessarily to make things easier for us. It's to grow us dependent on Him. When we have an issue or a problem or a question, we go to Him first. And that's what our goal at Prepare Radio is going to be continuing to focus on, rather than coming up with or even discussing or arguing doctrine. We're going to stay focused on the practical application of certain principles that brings us into relationship with God. Discussing and arguing and even just agreeing on doctrine, on beliefs, on theories isn't going to help us achieve that rest, enter into that rest. In fact, very often it gives us a false sense of relationship because we think we know God and we may know about Him. But what we really want to focus on is experiencing relationship with Him. And we recognize that the problems and the circumstances that God has each one of us in, whatever it is, He has you in that situation so that you can learn to depend on Him. In the process, He may show you where you're depending on others or where you need to change things or be healed. But the goal is to depend on Him so that we can receive the eternal life in our soul and in our body that we've already received in our spirit. So it's God's goodness, His generosity, His love, His acceptance, His appreciation. God appreciates you. It's not that he appreciates what you do for him or how kind or wonderful you are. It's that he appreciates and values your individuality, your uniqueness. So you have intrinsic value to him. And he loves you not because of even that value or intrinsically for a reason, but he loves you because that's who he is. You know, we think that we can do anything that can block or disappoint God. And that so simplifies and mischaracterizes God's nature, his love. Because really, it's all about his nature being a loving God. That's his true nature, is he gives. He gives love. He gives himself. He gives life. And his desire is that we be able to receive it. When it comes down to it, it's pretty simple. It's hard to implement in our lives. And that's why we're going to be trying to simplify it in these programs. But we need to sort of get down to it. We've been putting out quite a bit of information for quite some time, and we do have our books available to purchase at wecanprepare.org. If you'd rather move faster than what we're doing on these programs, or if you need it all in front of you. But we want to value the time we have together, and we want to be able to put into effect what we've been learning. And what we've been learning is practical. It is something we can do. Are we going to make mistakes? Absolutely. We're going to enjoy making mistakes. We are going to make mistakes with wild abandon. We're going to throw ourselves into the process of making mistakes. We're in the learning process. And so as we learn, it will be mostly by trial and error. But it's in, when you fall, who lifts you up? It's God. You know, how much closer can you get to someone than they're when they're lifting you up? And we laugh about it, and we go and we try again, or we go in a different direction and we do something else. But it's all, God has such a sense of humor. He laughs a lot more than we give him credit for. So the three things we're going to be looking at when we're dealing with personal specific issues, we're going to be asking for the three points of a particular question or problem. In other words, that really, for us, not just for sharing a question or a problem, but think about it in terms of getting down to the bare bones of really what the issue is. By doing that, we take a lot of the emotion out of it, and we take out a lot of the, and it may be accurate information, but it's not necessarily relevant to the real issue. A lot of times we think our case, our situation, our problem or question is so specific that the answer is going to likewise be specific, and it may very well be. The thing is that God has the answer already. So when we're giving out what the problem is, we can be very narrow about the issues. We can sort of do ballpark so that not only shortens the question, but it also clarifies, gets down to the root of what the question is or what the problem is. Because then the second thing is we ask, when you ask the Lord about that, what did he say? We change our focus from the question to the answer. And God has your answer. God has your specific response. And he has it waiting for you. And he's the one who can give it. Now, during this time together, whether it's here on the Blog Talk Radio program or another program or on the blog or even by email, our goal, our involvement is to help you hear God, to determine if there is interference, how to deal with that, and then to facilitate you being able to hear him speak to you directly. Because that's, frankly, where most of us have the most trouble. Now, I'd ask you things like, how much time are you spending with him? Not Bible study, not church, not worshiping, but listening. Not necessarily hearing something, but listening. You know, like when you go to a dentist or a doctor, you wait in the waiting room. And you wait for him to come and get you, for someone to come and get you. The doctor is ready. Well, that's sort of what we're looking at, is you have a time set to be with him. You have an appointment. And whether he comes out or he's ready for you or not, you're expected to be there on time. And then you just wait. You're available. You have an expectation. He knows, you know that he knows you're there. And in his good time, he will come and get you. Now, it may not be in the way we expect. Very often, if he says, I want your appointment time is between 10 and 10:30 in the morning. And our job is to wait in that waiting room for that half an hour between 10 and 10:30, as often as he says, maybe three times a week, maybe every day. Now sometimes, now he knows when you're there. He checks you in, okay, they're in the waiting room and they're there between 10 and 10:30. Now he may come and get you during that time, or he may come and get you at a time of his choosing. So we will be increasing our awareness of when he may choose to answer our question or address our problem. The point is during our time together, we will go through some of those points and pinpoint some specifics on how to resolve the issue going forward. An action plan, that's the third point. Creating a personal action plan. And it's not going to be complicated. I may just say, you know, what the Lord is saying then is wants you to build your confidence in being able to hear him. And will help you come up with where do you go from here. Now, a lot of times, that's not what we're looking for. Okay, let's be real honest. A lot of times what we want is simply for God to fix the problem. A lot of times what God wants is for us to recognize the problems, that the problem is not the problem. That the problem is really his dynamite under our complacency. So when we look at the different ways, the different circumstances that are going on in our lives, we can rest assured, we can be confident that He has a solution already. It's not about doctrine. It's not about believing the right thing. It's not about the latest revelation. It's about, does what you believe work? And by that, is it bringing you into a greater dependence on God? So as we move forward, we'll be looking at different aspects of our situation. Now, the other question or challenge one of the many other questions and challenges we will run into is often what we are struggling with is merely a way that God gets our attention. He may be shaking our tree with our health, where we may even find ourselves having a lot of accidents or whatever. This is one of the reasons we turn to God first. God is what's going on. And He may say, you know, I'm trying to get your attention. Or He may say, you're vulnerable to your enemy. And He will set us in the right direction. Or He will just say, it's just circumstance. Don't worry about it. And we know how to test what we're hearing. But then we'll be able to come up with, okay, if it's an adversary, Lord, am I vulnerable in an area? And if He says yes, you ask Him where, and He tells you, and you have a conversation with Him. And then you can come up with, okay, how do I address that vulnerability? And you come up with a 1, 2, 3, or 4, or 5, or however many steps, and then you do it. Part of our issue is that we want God to just fix everything. We don't want to have to change. You know, how often, this is so often where within the church, where the whole prosperity message has gotten off into such a mess over and over and over again. Since the very beginning of Christianity and before, that if you obey God, you will prosper. Now that we're in a new relationship with God, you know, in the Old Testament, that's all they had, was being blessed by Him. You're either blessed by Him or cursed by Him. Now we have so much more, because that blessing, that prosperity, is only one aspect of being available to God. God wants to prosper us so that we will be free and available to Him. Not to build His kingdom. Not to, evangelize the world. But so that we can be available to Him. And prosperous isn't necessarily financially. It's right now, relationally, and in our health as well. So it's in those three main areas of our lives. You can have, a total imbalance by prospering in one area, but not in all three. But the Lord wants you to prosper in those three areas so that you will be free from the hindrances and distractions in those areas. He has a specific project or projects that He wants you to be working on right now. and moving forward to define those, there will be things to do. We often think that we have spent time with God when we've read a book or attended church or even listened to a program like this. But there is no substitute for just waiting in God's waiting room. Just being available on time, every time. Knowing that he knows what you need when you need it and that he's working it out for you on your behalf. Now, we're using Blog Talk Radio. We may be looking at other services as well. But what we often have a tendency to do is use these kinds of programs and reading, you know, books and blogs and whatever, as a way to fill our void. We are looking for a solution to our problems. We are looking for an answer. And what God wants to teach us all is that he is the answer. He is bringing our mind under control, our thoughts. He is bringing our emotions under control. And he is bringing our actions under control. Under the control of our spirit. Now, our spirit is joined to his, so it's not that it's separate from God. But begin to see and continue to see yourself as your own responsibility. You do not fade into nothingness the more you are subsumed into him. In fact, it's the opposite. You become more the unique being, the unique spirit being that God made you to be. You become more and more free and more of an individual the more you are subsumed and drowning in who he is. So the more you give up, the more you are freed. And his desire is to teach us to be responsible and to wield his authority and to judge accurately and to have an effect on this earth. When we think historically, when we are learning about history, for instance, what do we learn about? We learn about people. We learn about individuals, most often individuals, that have either had a huge negative effect on world history or a huge positive effect. Whether it's through their inventions, through their ideas, through their political or governmental leadership or tyranny. So we know that individuals can change the course of history. Why not you? None of us knows the full extent of the projects God has for any one of us. But that's what he wants to talk to each one of us about. Again, think of the desires that God has placed in your heart and your mind and even your dreams from childhood. This is what we've been talking about in developing supernatural goals. Those desires are there because there's an answer. There's a fulfillment for those desires. Those questions are there because God wants to give you the answer. but we don't value what costs us nothing. Even if you have just the slightest interest in something, ask God, God, is this something you want me to pursue? And then, how do you want me to pursue it? And he may say, just spend a lot more time with me. I'm going to give you some ideas. I'm going to explode your creativity. I may just say, I want you to read up on such and such a subject. Or go to this class, or talk to this person. I'm going to bring someone across your path. Or just wait and see. I'll show you when the time comes. But we value every moment. And recognize that every moment is leading up towards and building upon the projects God has for us. Now, one thing to remember is that even achieving and accomplishing these projects, that's not what satisfies. Only knowing Him satisfies us. When we are satisfied in Him, when we are full in Him, when He shows us, okay, here's three doors. You want to go behind number, pick a door, number one, door number two, door number three. Okay, and He doesn't have any duds behind the doors. They're all exciting gifts. They're all special selections that He has separated out and He has ready and waiting just for you. He knows He has behind each one of those doors something that's exciting and a blessing and was selected just for you. So we can't go wrong. But He wants us to be involved in the deciding. Okay, God, I want door number two. Even just that act of partaking in your choosing. Let's do this. Let's explore this. What's behind door number two? And He says, okay, you've chosen branching out into a new revelation. And with that comes putting in the work that's necessary to explore and experience and be able to explain what God teaches you. It's not because you need to win something. The project God assigns you is because you have won. And this is your special gift. Your project, what God has you working on now, is your special gift for having already won the game. So this is not something where we're being, concerned about that there's going to be, consequences for failing. You've already won. This frees us to truly be able to enjoy whatever God has us working on now. We can rest and we can relax. And we can be free and just allow God to take us step by step. We can put ourselves in His hands and let Him determine the course of action, cooperate with Him. And join Him in that process. Okay, Lord, what do I need to learn to do this? What do I do with the next step? He has wonderful projects and wonderful things for each one of us. But He's enticing us to come and depend on Him rather than just to try to make it through. Let Him do the work. So thanks for joining us, and hope you continue to join us. And call in if you've got any questions or problems, and we'll see what we can deal with on air. Otherwise, we'll deal with them off air or through email or some other way. But again, what we're looking for is to be able to apply some of these principles to find out what God's answer is to our problems and our questions. So thanks again for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a great weekend.